And I think there's a lot that could be applied and learned, not just for meat lovers and vegetarians, but anyone else in between. And there's a lot of practical halacha that does emerge from this topic. The official name of the shiur is Fleisch Frum, the debate between meat lovers and vegetarians. And I think it's a little bit of a study of two worlds. If you open today any of the popular Jewish media, and there's a lot of it, whether it's Jewish newspapers, magazines, you know, nowadays everything is published in full color, many times glossy pictures. And I've seen over the past few years, you see advertisements for stores, for restaurants. They'll show you a huge slab, a T-bone steak, uncooked, staring at you in the face, like, ah, this is what we have in our supermarket, our restaurant, and there's just an abundance of meat. I come originally from New York. It's been a trend. They have it now every summer in communities all over New York. Some call it a Fleisch Fest. A lot of times in New York, half the family is away upstate in the summer in the mountains. The husbands are hardworking back in the city. They need something to eat. So Baruch Hashem, many firm organizations have a fundraiser where it's an all-you-can-eat barbecue. But all-you-can-eat barbecue, we have some professionals over here. Maybe we could bring it over here to Miami. All you can eat, they bring in like, you know, they import, you know, barbecue chefs from Texas. Huge grills. You can't imagine. Unbelievable. Meat is something in the Jewish world which in some ways, maybe even is worshipped, is like, ah, meat. And we'll go through, there might be some basis for it, but there's a lot of focus on meat. In contrast, in the world around us, the secular world, the growth of the vegetarian and even vegan communities has exploded. There is a tremendous growing trend across America, within in Europe and other places, for people to be vegetarians. I went through the stats. According to some spots, the year 2000, I don't know if it was a question on the census, but in the year 2000, there were 4.8 million vegetarians in the United States of America. 4.8 million. That research was done.
That's out of like 320 million.
Yes. You're still a minority, correct. But look at the falling growth. In the year 2008, they did the same survey, and they found that number to be 7.3 million. So it almost doubled in less than 10 years. So you see there's a major swing, a major trend towards being vegetarian, towards being vegan. I assume, you know, the West Coast, the East Coast, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, those areas are very trendy. I'm sure the numbers are stronger over there. In the middle of America, I can't imagine there's so many vegetarians living on a farm, you know, if there are cows and everything. But who knows? They even have stats. I can't give my, of religious people. I found a stat that 14% of Catholics and Jews are vegetarians. 14%, which is a pretty significant number. I don't know how they do their math, where they get it from. I Googled Jewish vegetarians, and I actually found pictures of some place in Eretz Yisrael, and they have all types of Jews. There's a guy leading with a huge banner. He's got a big black hat and a beard, walking down the street. You know, I'm a Jewish vegetarian, and quote some psukim to support Such an idea. Now, really, this I'd like to clarify, it's a very important point. As we're about to go into much sources on the topic, when we talk about vegetarians, it, to begin with, has to be qualified. There's really two major types. There are some that do it because of health reasons, because of taste reasons. When they were younger, they got, you know, they're grossed out by eating meat. Okay, that's health or certain taste issues. Okay, that's one set of people. But there are other sets of people that bishita. It's an ideology, it's a mindset, it's a philosophy that I want to be a vegetarian. The first one, as we'll see, you know, we'll go through many halachic nafkaminas of if you're a vegetarian. But the literature which is against vegetarians is only against the latter, for the most part. It's against the ideology to be anti-meat, to be the president of PETA. That's where these, right? Where these marmakomos and people are at. A person who's harmless, I don't like the taste of meat, I'm health issues, which definitely there are, about eating meat. So those people are, please feel yourself excluded from those marmakomas. So I'd like to begin first talking about this topic of meat eaters versus vegetarians, and then to go through practical halachic issues which comes about for someone who does not want to eat meat. Now, the issue itself is something which really stems from the parshios from this past week's parsha and Parshas Bereishis. And the first source is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Amar of Yehuda Marav, Adam Rishon lohutalo basar lachila. Adam Rishon was not allowed to eat meat. Gemara says clearly, Adam Rishon was not allowed to eat meat. Diksiv lachem ye la'achla l'chol chayas ha'aretz v'lo chayas ha'aretz lachem. We make a drasha. You can eat all the vegetables, all that you want, but you can't eat the animals. So the Gemara is clearly stating that Adam Rishon was usher to eat meat. The Gemara continues, Shabo b'nei Noach, but when the b'nei Noach came, and here specifically, we'll see in a moment, this was after the flood, after the Mabul, hita lahem. At that point, it was mutter. Shenemar ki yerek esav nasati lachem as kol, right? The Torah comes and says, we're going to matter everything. So, by Noach, it became mutter, but by Adam Rishon, it was aser. The Gemara just says one more step. Even by Adam Rishon, you'd think the Isser Eiver Menachai was not practical. And there's a Tosis over there a few blot earlier, in the Vavam and Beis, which spells out, practically for Adam Rishon, from that point and on, it might have been usher to eat meat, that means to kill an animal and eat the meat. If an animal was already dead, then one would be allowed, even in Adam Rishon's times, to eat it. And that's why the Isser Eiver Menachai did have relevance. Because the same way, if you found the animal dead, you could eat it, but you wouldn't be able to take Eiver Menachai, you wouldn't be able to take part, and Huadin, you wouldn't be able to kill the animal. But once Noah came around, post the Mabul, there the Torah permitted the eating of meat. So right now, if you have a Gemara without any explanation, this Gemara sounds like, hey, there's a valid reason, Hashem asered the eating of meat to Adam Rishon. So I see right away, perhaps, a Torah source for not allowing meat. So I'd like to go through, there's a few Perushim of this Gemara you find in the Rishonim, and it definitely sheds light on the topic. The first of those Perushim I'd like to touch upon is the Ramban. The Ramban appears in last week's Parsha, in Parshas Bereishis, where he's talking about this issue of meat being usher to Adam Rishon, but mutter to Noach. He writes, Ach basalo hirshu bo ad b'nei Noach. Kedas Raboseinu, that meat was not permitted until the times of Noach, like our rabbis, which is a reference to this Gemara. V'pshuto shel mikra. The Ramban writes, this is the simple reading of the Psukim. This is a very justified position the Gemara takes. V'hayezem ipnei shebali nefesh atnua. Very interesting idea the Ramban puts forth. Living things which are alive, animals. Yeshlem ksas maila b'nafsham. There's a certain, a little element of maila in their nefesh. Nidbo bala bali nefesh amaskelas. In some ways, they're comparable to even higher forms of being. They're alive. V'yeshlem b'chira b'tovasam. They have the ability to choose what's good for themselves. Umizon hoseyem. They're able to take care of their own food. V'yivrchu minatzar v'amisa. They'll flee from pain and death. So there is a certain element of das that animals have. And with that, they're due a certain respect. V'akasav omer, miyodea ruach b'nei adam ha'ola hi'ilamayla, v'ruach b'nei ha'yiredes hi'ilamata l'aretz. Who knows? There's a certain element to them which even the great man can't just brush off. So this would be a reason why not to eat meat. There even is, this Ramban is spelling out, an ideology that animals, to some degree, have to be reckoned with. Hashem endowed them with a certain degree of das. They're able to make choices to some degree. They have the brain, they have the mentality to flee from danger, from harm. And because of that, you have to respect them. And that was the reason why meat was usher to Adam Rishon. Amazing. However, but once the marble, the Dor HaMabul came, and the Torah tells us in this past week's Parsha, it wasn't just the people who sinned at the time of Noah, but the entire world, the animals included, was included in what the Torah described as Hishkas Kol Basar. There was a moral decay even of the animals' relationships with each other. So because of that, v'nigzar sheyimusa b'mabel, Hashem made a gzera, even on animals, they should die. Ubavor Noach hitzel mehem l'kim amin. Noach saved his animals for keeping society going. Nasalem reshus lishko l'ochel kikim bavura. Hashem gave him permission to shecht and eat them. V'im kozeh. Nevertheless, the Ramban sort of retreats back to the theme he wrote before. Even though the Torah permitted animals to be eaten post the Mabul, im kozel lo nasalem reshus benefesh, v'aser lam aver menachai. You can't just kill an animal. Aver menachai, to take a limb off a live animal, which in my research for this year I found out that still goes on in certain backwards nations. V'hosif lanu b'mitzvahs lesser kol dam. Torah also asked us to eat their blood. M'mneishu ma'amid l'nefesh, because that's the source of life in an animal, and that deserves respect. So that's why dam is still asr. K'siv ki nefesh kol basar damu b'nafsho. V'mnei Yisrael dam kol basar l'soch hu. Ki nefesh kol basar damu hu. He says a little bit later, v'zet ha'mashchita. This is also why we're very careful that the only way you could eat an animal with a shchita, which the Mefarshim explain and the scientists have given credence to, is the most painless way for an animal to die. Furthermore, he says, that's also why we say tzar b'yachayim daraisa. The idea of causing pain to an animal, to a living thing, is an iser daraisa. So the Ramban is balancing here very well. There's a reason not to eat and kill animals. There's something to it. There's a respect. They're alive. At the same time, it was Hishkas Kolbasar. All the animals, together with the whole world, they lost their way in the times of Dor HaMabul. And because of that, things change, and now it's mutter. But even when it's mutter, the Torah still asr dam, required, you can't do Eiver Menachah, you have to do Shkita, Tzar Ba'al Chaim is the Raisa, all of this in respect to animals. So from this Ramban itself, you already see that the issue, the battle, the debate between meat lovers and vegetarians, there's truth to both sides. There is something to it. Similarly, there's a Radak, as well as a Ran, who they say similar to the Ramban, they add a different point. They said, yeah, it was aser for Adam and Rishon to eat meat, but you know why it was mutter because to Noach? Because Noach was the one who's responsible, single-handedly, for all animals, all of those things to be alive. So now, in a certain sense, out of respect for Noach, this is in his control. He's the one who sustained them. So you know what? He has to be given rights. It's all in his hand. He has rights now to eat them, to utilize them for his benefit. And what's interesting, I saw people set up, it's a machlokas between the Ramban and the Ran and Radak, what the reason is why nowadays we're allowed to eat meat. Everyone agrees the starting point, like the Gemara says, was Aser. But post-Noach, it was Mutter. It's interesting, if you actually look at the language of the Ramban, in about the sixth line of the Ramban really is saying two reasons. He wrote that once the animals all sinned in the Mabul, that changed things. But he also writes, Uvavor Noach Hitzel Mehem Lakim Amin, Noach the one who saved them. Nosim Rishus Lishko Velechel Ki Yumam Bavuro. Because their being sustained was because of him. So really, this Ramban is actually mixing in two svaras. He's saying the svar of the Radak and the Ran, but he's also adding the aspect of the fact that they, the whole world, went to chaos and mayhem morally, this tremendous corruption. So the Ramban thinks he needs, you know, in Lumdus we would say there's two svaras here that the Ramban needs in order to be maturit. It's not an easy thing. The starting point that animals are aser because there's something to the nefesh behema, according to the Ramban, according to these Rishonim, is something significant. But they found reasons, the Gemara gives and they give, to why for Noach it was mutter. So that's the first of the Rishonim. I also found Sefer HaIkrim, which is a Rishon, Yosef, I think, Albo. And he has a fascinating, fascinating pshat. I put down a segment of it over here on the pages, but really it'll be phenomenal to go through the pages and pages. He has an amazing thesis that goes from Parshas Bereishis through Parshas Noach on this topic. And he goes all the way back to Cain and Hevel. We know Cain went and brought his carbon of vegetation, and Hevel brought animals. Hashem didn't accept Cain's carbon. Hashem accepted Hevel's. Cain got upset. He killed his brother Hevel. And as I said, the rest is history. The Sefer Ikrim says, you know what's going on over here? Cain had the mentality, he spells it out over here, that people and animals, to a certain degree, are on the same level. And therefore, we have no right to kill animals. How can we go and eat animals? How can we go and kill animals as a sacrifice? We can't do that. There's not so much of a difference between man and animal. So we can't eat them. We can't slaughter them. That was Cain's philosophy. It played itself out. That's why Cain brought in carbon of fruits and vegetables. And Hevel didn't have this mentality. He brought an actual animal sacrifice. What happened? Hashem accepted Hevel's offering and not Cain's. Cain took that. Uh-oh, I erred. I see you are allowed to bring animals. I see you are allowed to slaughter things for your own means. Sefer Ikrim says, once he said that, it wasn't just out of anger he went and killed his brother. He says, look, if you're going to tell me now we're allowed to slaughter things for our own needs, we could kill people too if it doesn't work out well for me. And this is part of Cain's misunderstood hashkafa philosophy, and he went and slaughtered Hevel because of it. This philosophy, Sefer Ikrim says, of Cain's, was prevalent in the world. The only thing that, part and parcel, wiped it out was the mob. Ki hishkas kol basar es darkam al haaretz. It's pretty amazing. Part of the issue was even the relationships that people had and animals had, and seemingly animals with people too. There was like, everything was all confused. The concepts that we have today in modern society of people, quote unquote, all new types of relationships, moral relationships, really wasn't something that started, in the 60s. If you look at Chazal, this was going on during the times of the Mabel. There's a tremendous confusion. Who am I? Who's an animal? What are all these things? All roles and gender associations were part of this too. And this is a tremendous confusion that existed in the world up until the time of the Mabel. Post the Mabel, that's what the Sefer Ikrim says, Hashem allowed people to eat meat to show, to realize that there is something that man has over animal. It's not the same. And the roles should be clearly defined from this point on onward. And no one should ever err in the same way that Cain did. An amazing idea spanning, generations of early mankind. Sefer Ikrim says, this is not some, we talked about being in shul before, this is not some, modern rabbi getting up and giving a drush in the year 2017. This is written by a Rishon describing the machlokas between Cain and Hevel. Amazing idea. So, what does emerge practically from the Rishonim, from this Gemara, is practically nowadays, philosophy-wise, the Torah, as the Ramban tells us, gives us a balance. So are certain things we have to hold respect to animals. We shouldn't eat their blood. We should shech them. Tzar Bala Chaim is aser. But in terms of eating them, 100% it's mutter. It goes further, to modern day, poskim, Noda Behuda has a whole shaila, a very fascinating shaila, about whether it's mutter to go hunting. It's a mutter for a Jew, to go hunting. And I see some faces over here, you're right. You don't look at a picture of the Chafetz Chaim and think, this man was a hunter. Right? He doesn't look the type. I can't see Rav Palm, with those big NRA, rifles. I don't see it. Right? And Noda Behuda makes the point. But he spells out that the Torah gives us full rishos to use animals for whatever practical needs that we have. Obviously, we know your wife wants a nice mink coat, That's a need. According to the Noda Behuda, a nice leather chair, all types of things we are allowed to use practically today because that's included of Elcham Niyah. Whatever people need, human consumption, we are allowed to use animals and the like. Yes?
So right after in the parsha, we have the story of Noah, and then we have a bunch of histories, and then it tells us about Cain, who was a hunter and became the leader of the world.
Right, which fits very well. And there is post the Noah era, post the Mabel era, there was, Noah started eating meat, and it seems the whole world respected ate meat, and right, and they were hunting. Yes?
Is it permissible to do sport fishing?
Sport fishing. Very, very good question. Right, Mr. Heaney's there? Right, one of my dear Talmidim was a big fish enthusiast, but it wasn't sport. I heard that they eat it Friday night.
No. It's a very different thing. Just the preparation of fish versus the preparation of meat anyway.
Oh. So this is a very good point. One of the topics which I would like to touch upon soon, and even now, I'll spell one particular kasha now that you all bring it up. According to this Ramban, according to these Rishonim, why was it mutter to eat meat? Well, all animals, all mankind, all things alive, sinned by the Mabel. There's one exception. The fish did not sin. The fish kept on swimming upstream. No one, they didn't change their way they acted. And the fish remained the same. And that's why the fish survived that period. There's a reason why Hashem brought a Mabel. Because all animals, all life deserve to be destroyed, but not the fish. So if the fish didn't do anything wrong, the fish weren't sustained by Noah. There's no fish in the Teva. They live like they normally live. So why are we allowed to eat fish? So the Ramban in Parshas Noah goes out of his way to say there was a special hatter given to fish. But really, it wasn't the same as what we're talking about till now.
It's not the same now anyway.
So we will talk about it. That's a very good issue. Fish is on our list of topics. Yes. Was Adam HaRishon allowed to eat fish? So it's a very good question. The simple answer I would say is no. The heter you find in the Torah for mankind to eat fish was given in Parshas Noah, which is very interesting. It means once Hashem Mater permitted the world to eat meat, with that he allowed them to eat fish. But as we just pointed out, it's not the same reason.
The
fish never did anything wrong.
But
not on the same plane.
But that's the story of Noah. Noah has had it with the noise and the smell. And he says to Noah, I don't need a day off. I'm going to the back of the table tomorrow.
Go fishing. I'd rather be fishing. That's what Noah said. I hear. That's part of the Sefer Ikrim's shot?
Why are you back after 20 minutes? He said, I only had 2 worms.
Fascinating. Before we emerge to the Halakha L'maisa, one other Gemara, which if you ever meet a vegetarian, they might quote to you. So this is Gemara number one. The discussion about Adam HaRishon versus Noah. Adam HaRishon was aser in meat. Noah was permitted. So this is one major source for this debate of meat lovers versus vegetarians. There's a second source, I didn't put on the Yamar Makomos, but quickly, there's a famous story of Rebbe. The Gemara talks about one time a little animal came to him right before it was about to be shechted, and a little shepsela, and begged him, hey, don't shecht me. And Rebbe turned around and starkly said to the animal, hey, Makach Natsarta, this is why I created, go meet your creator. Right. Rebbe, the Gemara says, his actions show the lack of Rachmanis. And because of that, Rebbe suffered. So this Gemara also seemingly shows, look, right? You got to take care of animals. Look what happened to Rebbe. He didn't have rachmanis on animals and he suffered. So I looked up, there's a marshal over there and there are other mefarshim on the Gemara. The marshal says, of course we're allowed to eat meat, of course everything. But over there, that sheep was especially young. And an especially young animal, you should have had more rachmanis. I heard somebody want to claim based on that. I'm not such a bucky, but I realize veal is especially young meat. So the Marsha says, based on this Marsha, that would be a reason. Especially young meat is the pshat in this Gemara. That's where Rebbe erred, and he met a harsh punishment. So the basis for those who don't eat veal is really this Gemara. However, I must say that there are other Mefarshim who don't learn like the Marsha. They don't say it was specifically because the animal was young. They say, stop, this was a different case. It's nothing to do with anything else. Of course, it's mutati meat, all types of meat. According to that, any aged meat is all fine.
But also the problem with veal, some veal is raised in the dark to keep the meat totally white. They raise in little cages.
Small quarters for killing.
Right. And that's our problem.
Sorry about the time, I mean. Interesting. I didn't know this. Yeah. Very interesting. Now, I decided, practically speaking, so you're a vegetarian. You decide, you know what, for health reasons, for taste reasons, or even for philosophical reasons. Philosophical reasons, you know, we see that's not a philosophy, but whatever reason, a person decides he's not eating meat. How does that affect a halachic Jew? Not to eat meat, how does it affect? So, in researching this topic, I felt very good. Right before the share, someone came over to me and told me they once heard a share from my friend. And they told me how he set up what the nafkaminas are of someone not eating meat. And Baruch Hashem was very excited because I got them. You know, I didn't find anyone who laid out all the halakha nafkaminas of not eating meat. I had to do my own research and figure it out. I think there's four major areas in halakha which it affects. Within this, there are multiple nafkaminas. But let's go through these four major categories of halakha, I believe, affect if somebody does not eat meat. Number one, and this is the most basic, I think, clear in halakha, is the idea to eat meat on Yontif. If you look, Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simon Tav Kuf Chav Tes, the end of Chelek He, in the Mishnah Berurah, brings down Mitzvahs Yontif, L'chalko, L'chatzi, L'beis Medrash, L'chatzi, L'achil L'shtia. Yontif is a day you're supposed to spend half the time in Shul, davening, learning, the other half eating and drinking. Have to go through Yom Tovim. I'm sure many people feel that way. Somebody sent me a reminder before Shabbos, make sure not to do an Erev Tavshilin this week. Like, we've had Yontif after Yontif, three-day Yontif, one after the other. So, we know what it means. You spend half the day Achil V'Shtila. He says further, the Mechaber writes, Yitzamtzim B'Rotzos Yontif, a person shouldn't be stingy on his expenses for Yontif. Yontif is quite expensive. The first thing the Mechaber writes, in defining what you have to do, you have to mechabed it and have kavod and oneg like Shabbos. He says a little bit further, you have to eat pas, you have to have a meal of bread. And the last line, he says, the kapoliko suda al yayin, you're supposed to have every suda with wine. Big day yomtiv, ye yosatovim mishal Shabbos. But if you look clearly in the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't mention anything about meat. The next halacha there, that I put down in Chayiv Adam L'smoch Tov Lei B'mod, a person has to be careful, happy in Yontif. Hu v'ishto v'vanav v'chol noldim alav. Everyone has to be happy. Ketz m'samchim. This is not in your sheets, but I'm quickly reading next sif in the Shulchan Aruch. How do you make them happy? So the kids, you give them klein v'gozos, you know, get them some toys. Nashim kol them begadim v'tachshitim. Women, you get them clothing and jewelry. Kafi Mamono, he doesn't mention, what about you? How do you stay happy? So the Mishnah Berurah over there, the Chafetz Chaim over there in the Beer Halacha, which you do have, Ketzer Mesamchem. He's like, hey, what about the guys? He writes, Va'anashim, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim, HaYi'ochlim Basar HaShlamim L'Simcha. They would eat karbanos, eat karban shlamim. K'ksiv, Zavachta, Shlamim V'chalta Sham, Samachta, an important pasuk, for those who know, Yishach things. Va'achshav, She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Ein Yodzim De Simcha, Ella B'yayin. The only way your Yotzei Simcha is with Yayin. And this the Chafetz Chaim is using, explains very well the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber didn't write anything about meat. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Pesachim, Ein Simcha Ella B'basar V'yayin. But practically speaking, the Chafetz Chaim is bringing over here, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say a word about meat. He only says wine. And that's because when the Gemara refers to meat, the Gemara is referring to a carbon. Unfortunately, today we do not have carbonos. So we don't have the basar that the Gemara is referring to. We have wine. So that's something we have to have. But he writes, Avo basar ein chover lecho achshav, kivin she'en lan a basar shlamit. Makomako mitzvah yesh gam ba'achilas basar kiven shenemar bo simcha. Nevertheless, there is a mitzvah to eat meat because the inyan of yontif is to be happy, and even regular meat makes a person happy. So this is a very, very important qualification in halacha. The Chafetz Chaim is telling us there's no chiyuv. There's no obligation for a person to eat meat practically nowadays. It's not a chiyuv, it's not an obligation. But it is still a mitzvah. If a person eats meat on yontif, he's mekayim a mitzvah of simchas yontif. Does he have a chiyuv, an obligation? No. That's how the Chafetz Chaim comes out over here in the Beir Halacha, and he says it's pretty clear, you know, from what the Shulchan Aruch writes.
Mm-hmm. What if meat doesn't make you happy?
So if meat doesn't make you happy, then all they have to do is drink wine. Wine is the chiv. And we'll see soon, the chiv we're talking about is on yontif. But really, it's hu adin. The chiv exists also in cholamoid. Cholamoid is similar to yontif. Obviously, you know, we'll get to it in a moment. You know, if a person's budget may not allow him to have meat, you know, every day of Yom Tov, every day of Chol HaMoed. So, okay, when it comes to budgeting issues, you know, Tomchei Shabbos of the neighborhood, you know, what should we be giving out to people? We'll see in a moment. That's one of my next topics. Hold on.
So people did not eat meat every day in that day and age.
Right.
It was a real luxury.
Right. But the Maisa, the Chafetz Chaim, comes out that meat is not a chiyuv. But meat is still a mitzvah, but yayin is a chiyuv. And that's something for yontif, that's something for chol hamoed, and that we'll see.
What would be the difference? Meaning, if there's an inyan to have simcha, and meat brings simcha, then why isn't it a chiyuv?
It seems that it's a specific, you're right, there is an element of simcha that basar brings. But when the Gemara talked about that you're supposed to eat meat and drink wine, that was talking about a carbon. A carbon is a different din. You don't have carbonos nowadays. I mean, that's hagufa. That's part of our galus, that we don't have this.
Yayin
we still have.
So I'm saying.
I think.
So you mean yayin brings more simcha than basar?
It's a different thing, yeah.
It's not exactly what I was going to say, because during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the meat itself, because of it came through the carbon itself, and the concept that you were sharing it with that is what brought you to Simcha. Mashen came not having basic Mikdash, but mainly the meat has lowered its status, and Yayin's status was elevated, and therefore Yayin became a chiyuv because the person is drowning his sorrows out with his wine, doesn't have basic Mikdash, and therefore wine is
a beautiful idea.
And meat is only now secondary to the wine itself.
That's beautiful. So what we're saying over here is that the meat in the Beis HaMikdash was a whole spectacle. You're there in the Beis HaMikdash, you're eating your meat, and now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, that it's not the same simcha. There's certain simcha, I'm eating my piece of meat. Well, how good if you're eating a piece of meat, but you could have been eating the carbon. But yayin, that's the main thing. Now hold on. I want to jump to an interesting topic within this. So there's a mitzvah to eat meat on Yom Tov. Not a chiyah, but there's a mitzvah. It's brought up before. What about chicken? Is someone yotzei the mitzvah of eating meat on Yom Tov with chicken? And also, this is very practical. It's brought up before. There are many communities, many times, people did not have access to meat. And the prices, meat is still significantly more expensive than chicken. Much easier and cheaper to get chicken than meat. Is one yotzei the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov with chicken? So if you turn to the back of your sheets, sorry, part of the copy sunny side up, got a little burnt. But the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah, wonderful Mishnah Berurah, brings major machlokas achronim whether chicken is good enough for the din of Simchas Yom Tov. He brings from multiple sources, a Gilyonei Hashas, a Tshuvas Chavas Yor. I found this morning the Shevet HaLevi of Vosner, who just passed away a couple of years ago. They are all of the opinion that chicken is a decent substitute for meat. There might be a certain mila to meat, but chicken also works, according to all these people. And therefore, a very practical thing, on Yom Tov, you don't necessarily have to have meat. You could have chicken. However, he brings over there from a Darchei Tshuva, they have a quote from Ramosha Feinstein, the Svardim, the Rebbe Tzion Abba Shaul, and the Or Letzion. They all say no. It's specifically meat, basar behema, and not chicken. My own research, I found that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was also of that opinion, that meat means meat, not chicken. There's also a Ber Hativ. You can check in Shulchan Aruch, Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Katan Chav Ches. We should send these into Dirshu. They missed a couple. They also say it specifically has to be meat. And practically, I think I also found the Mishnah Berurah. Also, we should send this to the editors. In Simon Tav Kuf Nun Beis, it's right next to there on your sheets on top of the page. Let's give you the background over there. It's the din of Erev Tisha B'Av. Meat, we know, is Aser, according to everybody, Ashkenazim, Sfardim, Shvu Shechalbo, the week of Tisha B'Av, meat is Aser. And why the Chazal make Gzera, you shouldn't eat meat? So, right along what we were just talking about before, that we have no Beis HaMikdash, and we have no Karbanos. So unfortunately, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we can't eat meat. A Zeker to that is we don't eat meat during the time of Tisha B'Av. So the Mishnah Berurah writes over there, Mechaber says that even salted meat, which already passed 2.5 days, is still usher to eat the week of Tisha B'Av. Why would you think not? What difference does it make how old the meat is? So the Mishnah Berurah explains over there, Ratzalomar, Aval gav da tam b'isr basar mishun nispat lo karbanos. The reason why we don't eat meat the week of Tisha B'Av is because we feel bad, there's no karbanos. Ulo achash lo sheyamim lo mikli od basar lein kachim. Interesting halacha. In terms of karbanos, the meat would never last beyond 3 days. You always had to eat your karban within 2.5 days of when it was shechted. And so too, right, chicken was never brought in the Mizbeach. So why do we have an iser to eat old meat, an iser to eat chicken during the 9 days, during the week of Tisha B'Av? The gaming simcha el bebasar be'ema. And furthermore, why do we aser chicken during the 9 days of the Shavuot Shechapel? Chofetz Chaim writes, "Ein simcha elo bebasar beema." He says, "Makom nagul lasar." Nevertheless, that was included in the iser. So the Chofetz Chaim, when he's writing and talking about chicken, he says, "Ein simcha elo bebasar beema." So also, some people might have missed this, but it looks like the Chofetz Chaim himself would be an advocate for dafka having meat. So, fish I'll get to in a moment. Baruch Hashem, I think we covered all bases. So practically speaking, Yontif, there's a mitzvah, but not a chiyuv, to eat meat. When we say meat, could that be substituted as chicken? There are those who say yes. There are a strong amount of opinions who say no. Among them are Moshe Feinstein, Ben Sion Abashol, Yaakov Hamanetsky, and I believe the Mishnah Berurah too. But L'maisa, I saw Rabbi Yosher brings down, look, it's kedai to try to get meat. But, you know, if people are not able to, Avada, they should want to do a mitzvah, Simchas Yontif, they could do, they should do it with chicken. I'm sure Rabbi Yosher is writing this for Eretz Yisrael Society. Israeli society, meat is quite expensive. And I'm sure there are many, many families that can't afford, even on Yontif, to have meat. And Rabbi Yosher was saying, look, practically, there's a tzad to say, you yod say Simchas Yontif with a chicken. So go for it. You could do that. So that's area number one in halacha of meat in terms of yontif. What about Shabbos? I doubt it started with yontif first, because yontif is much more clear. Shabbos, there is an idea of oneg Shabbos, and the Gemara talks about ways to have oneg Shabbos. But practically speaking, according to most Mefarshim, there is no din of Simcha by Shabbos. And being the fact there's no din of Simcha by Shabbos, once again, there's no chiyuv to eat meat on Shabbos. No chiyuv to eat meat. You're supposed to have delights, things, you know, oneg is a hard word to translate. You know, it doesn't, you know, there's Simcha of Yontif and oneg of Shabbos. That's actually the words, Rashi mentions this in Be'ah, he calls it Oneg Shabbos and Simchas Yontif. That's a very good qualification. Shabbos has Oneg, but not Simcha. Simcha is with Basar and Yayin. Shabbos doesn't have that. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings down and really goes back to before that, the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch. If you look, Maramakam Zayin, Arachayim Simon Reish Nun, in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, the Mechaber writes, Yarbe bebasar v'yayin McDonald's kafi yachelta. On Shabbos, you should have basar and yayin and delights, whatever you could. And the Mishnah Berurah spells out in Shimon Aleph Beis, there may not be a chiyuv to eat meat, but there definitely is a mitzvah. So much so, over there he's talking about, you'd be matar and neder for a person. A person made a neder not to eat meat on Shabbos, you'd be matar neder. So there is a mitzvah to eat meat on Shabbos, not a chiyuv. Once again, you would have that same issue about chicken, same machlokas. Some say it works, some say it doesn't. Now, it's interesting. I'll share with you a quick story. This idea of simcha and yontif, it's Rav Avadya Yosef's yahrzeit coming up this week. One of my talmidim, a big Sephardi fan of Rav Avadya. And tonight, huh? Today, Baba Yo? Okay. Tonight. Yeah, I knew it wasn't today. Yes. So I found it fascinating where Bavaja has a sefer goes through all this whole idea. You know, there is a tzad in halacha. There are some people that do talk about the idea of simcha on yontif, and they pose very interesting on Shabbos, and they pose a very interesting shaila. If there would be a din of simcha by Shabbos, one of the rayas against it is yontif knocks off shiva. Because Yontif is Simcha, comes Simcha, knocks off the Avelos of Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't. So that seemingly is a proof that there's no din of Simcha by Shabbos. But they're bothered by the question. There are poskim who do say there's an idea of Simcha by Shabbos. So they asked, if that's so, how do you understand? How come Shabbos doesn't knock off Avelos? So I'm not going to name the name, but a certain major figure in the Jewish world debated this question and spent like hours trying to answer in the whole share. And someone who was by that share came to Rav Avadya and said over, oh, this Rav was saying over this whole share about this question. So Rav Avadya Yosef, as an absolute Matthias, says, that's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asked that question. And the Yerushalmi answers that if there would be a din of Simcha by Shabbos, so then there never would be a din of Avilos lasting a week. Because you'll always have a week of Shabbos coming in and breaking it. So that's a special exclusion. Even if there would be a din of Simcha, sort of mitzvos b'kach, it has to be this way, otherwise you wouldn't have a din of Avilos. So it's a fascinating story with Rav Avadya's tremendous Bekiyas. But, you know, included in this, you know, you never know. That's the one thing you get rusty in a few months out. You know, the timing, you know, you get nervous. I mean, I have enough material to go. It's an hour-long share. And now, you know, I'm sitting here 7 minutes before 9:45. I'm like, boy, I could go on for a while. But I won't. The important things, they have to end on time. But let me tell you, within this discussion of Shabbos, we talk about meat on Shabbos. It's interesting what's brought about a lot in the Onig of Shabbos is fish. Where does fish, we talked about it before, fall on the totem pole? Shabbos has brought about a lot. All talks about fish. And there are poskim that say that fish is your level three. Number one is meat. Below that, we just had a discussion, what about chicken? There are some poskim that say, you know what fish is? Fish is your level three. There's something to it. There's an onik to it. There's a certain simcha to it, perhaps. Ksas simcha, Rav Vosner writes. And fish would also rank on the scale. You know, there are people that are makbid for all three meals in Shabbos, including Shal Shus, to have fish. Now, for the record, you can have meat by Shal Shus, too. There's some yeshiva guys, they'll have cholent by Shal Shus also. No problem. Right? In my particular family, we have a family minhag. The week of Tisha B'Av, of Shavuot Shechabal, that Shabbos, we have meat by Shal Shudas. When else are you going to eat the leftovers? But there's an idea of fish is also something which might rank. We talk about three meals on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham brings down, it's really even a fourth. Malava Malka, also there's an idea on the Inyan to eat meat. But again, on the scale of things, you had meat three times, multiple times on Shabbos. Even chicken, people in it. That's where fish comes in. Fish is something which might rank on the scheme of things. There's probably a decent gap, according to the poskim, between meat and chicken, and I assume the gap is even bigger between chicken and fish. But it's still something within the discussion of a means to honor the day, honor the meal by having it there. Now, two other areas I'd like to get to quickly. Number three, so we did Yom Tov, we did Shabbos. Another issue with people who do not want to eat meat is what I call general Seudos Mitzvahs. Purim, let's begin with. Purim is a mitzvah. There specifically is a mitzvah of Simcha. Now, it might be a Din D'Rabbanan, but still there's a mitzvah to have Simcha. The Rambam writes, Beferish, a person should have meat on Purim. And once again, Hashab Shana meat means meat. Not chicken. Remember, I Sharfman, that's how advocating yeshiva. I was serving, you know, some people, like, oh, the guys don't really care what they eat on Purim, more what they drink. But he's advocated this in the Indian to have meat on Purim. In fact, I give a plug. I believe, remember one thing, Rabbi Sharfman has a share on Seudos Purim. I didn't have a chance to listen to it. I believe he must have touched on this issue about what food to eat by the Suda. Ideally, the Rambam says he's supposed to have meat. Now, again, that's not a chiyuv. That would be the same din. It's no better than Yom Tov. That'll be a mitzvah. So if a person is a vegetarian so far, we haven't found any chiyuvim that he has to do. Yom Tov is not a chiyuv. Shabbos is not a chiyuv. Purim is not a chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah. He'd be missing the mitzvah, but he won't be missing a chiyuv. Similarly, bris milah. It's a very interesting thing. In Eretz Yisrael, they have a bris milah, 8 o'clock in the morning. They'll serve meat together with nice Yerushalmi kolkolam and petel. And there's a very good basis for it. It's brought down, the simcha of a bris milah is worthy of having meat. Here in America, the classic bris food is a bagel and lox. But that also has meaning. Because as we mentioned, lox is third on the list. Not having meat, not having chicken. But at least lox is something. But really, there is an inyan, right? You know, in a certain sense, it is a shtickle kasha. Here in America, we have more means usually than a lot of people in Eretz Yisrael, and we don't have meat for a bris. It's brought down. There's an inyan of simcha by a bris, and there is an inyan to have meat. It's expensive. Careful. But, okay? Similarly, bar mitzvah, a wedding, all these, there's an inyan to have meat. By a wedding, I saw they even compared it to a din of yontif. I even saw one of the svarim that if a person is a shiloh spending money on yontif versus a wedding, it's hard to do it for more for your own personal yontif of a wedding, your child's wedding, even than a yontif. Amazing. But all these so far are not chiyuv. I track down there is a chiyuv to eat meat, and that's in our fourth category. Unfortunately, that fourth category is not operative at the moment. But we hope Meheri Bana Mikdash, the whole inyan of karbanos. First and foremost, if you're a Kohen, you can't be a vegetarian. You have to. People bring a carbon. Va'bayo mechaprin. You bring a carbon. Kanim ochin va'bayo mechaprin. Your job as a Kohen is to eat. If you don't eat, you're not doing your job. So if you're a Kohen, get ready, loss of level. You know, you have to. You have to eat meat. Right. Even if you wouldn't be a Kohen, Karban Pesach, as was mentioned, is a chiv to eat at least a kezias of meat. With it, a very interesting machlokas I found by other karbanos, katshe kalim, like shlamim and other things. There, the person bringing the carbon eats it. But I found this machlokas rishonim, none other than the Rambam and others versus Ramban. It's the Ramban mitzvah asei aleph. The Rambam says there's no chiv to eat. It's only the Kohanim that have the chiv. The Ramban argues, it's no, just like there's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to eat, huadin, seemingly a chiv, there's also a chiv for the Bayom to eat. So that would be an area that people would have to eat.
But there's no chiv reoccurring.
Okay.
There's no chiv reoccurring.
Correct.
Yeah,
right?
So there's a chiv, so that's your chiv. Good. So you have to do it by Pesach.
Right. So if you're a Kohen, you have to eat other people's karbanos. If you're Yisrael by Karban Pesach, and you're right by Karban Chagiga, there would be an absolute chiv to eat. Even by a shlamim, there would still be a madrig of a mitzvah to eat. Something. But those are the areas of halacha. Just like to end with a very, very interesting Meshech Chachma. Now really nowadays, we should definitely feel very thankful we're able to eat meat. Number one, kashrus wise, the world has come a long way. And there are many people who didn't eat meat in the turn of the century. But now, Baruch Hashem, kashrus has grown. And Baruch Hashem, you can have kosher meat. Also, we should feel very thankful. Yesteryear in Europe and many places, there were gzeiros against shechita. Nowadays, we live in Medina Shel Chesed, and at least here in America, in Europe, in some places, it rolls its ugly head every so often. But we're able to have meat. And the Meshech Chachma says an amazing thing. You know what the first mitzvah in the Torah is? Everyone usually says Peruvu. He writes on the Pasuk by Adam Rishon, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochel Tochel. Hashem tells him from every tree in the Gan you're allowed to eat. Ochel Tochel. Perush. Who mitzvah lahachil nefesh ohanos mipri hagan? There's a mitzvah to have hanah to eat from the trees. He quotes the Yushami at the end of Kedushin. Asid adam mit in din v'cheshben akashara ein avlo ocha. Lasid lavo. This is a good Yushami to know. Hashem's going to come to you. Hey, I gave you a world of so many pleasures. Why didn't you take advantage of it? Shamshin, did you see my Alps? Famous story. But an amazing thing, Rabosa. According to the Meshech Chama, you know what the first mitzvah in Torah is? To fress, to eat. Hashem gave you, Mikol Yitzhagan, Ocho Tochel. I gave you a world of delicacies with things to eat. Enjoy, use it for mitzvahs, and have a nice day.